Today, the House continues to debate funding for the Iraq War. The latest bill from Democrats would give the Pentagon about $43 billion now, but Congress wouldn't vote to release the remaining money until July, after the president gives a progress report on Iraq. The Pentagon says the plan is unworkable, and the White House has already promised a veto. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The bill was crafted by Democrat David Obie of Wisconsin, the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, and an opponent of the continued presence of U.S. forces in Iraq. In an interview outside the House chamber, Obie said the measure is an attempt to bring the war to an end.
The president has asked for $100 billion to continue this war ad nauseum, and what we are trying to do is to place some reasonable conditions on his use of that money. That will put pressure on both the administration and the Iraqis to recognize that our troops can't solve this problem, that there has to be a diplomatic and political solution.
But White House spokesman Tony Snow says the president will veto the measure if it reaches his desk in its present form. Snow cited the restrictions on the funding for the war and other spending the White House objects to. Obie says it's time for Mr. Bush to show some flexibility.
It's time for the president to compromise. The problem is that this White House doesn't like to compromise. And I'm sorry, but the American people expect us to try to compromise, and that means them as well as us.
But Defense Secretary Robert Gates, testifying yesterday before a Senate panel, said a plan that allows 2 months of war spending but then threatens to halt it would be destructive to the military. He said the Pentagon lacks the flexibility to start and stop spending on such short notice.
In essence, the bill asked me to run the Department of Defense like a skiff, and I'm trying to drive the biggest super tanker in the world. And we just don't have the agility to be able to manage a two-month appropriation very well.
Senate Democrats have been on the sidelines, cool to the idea being pushed in the House, but waiting to see how much Republican support it brings. Meanwhile, both sides in the war debate are enlisting current and retired military men to back their positions. A group of congressional Republicans gathered at the Veterans of Foreign Wars office in Washington. They listened on as a petition called the Appeal for Courage and signed by some 2,700 service members was read by VFW Director Bob Wallace.
As an American currently serving my nation in uniform, I respectfully urge my political leaders in Congress to fully support our mission in Iraq and halt any calls to retreat.
And on the other side of the political spectrum, VoteVets.org released a TV ad in which retired Army Major General John Batiste, who commanded infantry forces in Iraq, challenges President Bush's claim that he listens to his commanders.
Mr. President, you did not listen. You continue to pursue a failed strategy that is breaking our great Army and Marine Corps.
Those ads are aimed at three senators and nine members of Congress, all Republicans who Democrats have targeted for defeat next year. One is Congressman Phil English of Pennsylvania, who says the ad won't change his vote.
At the end of the day, the people who are pushing these ads and pushing, I think, the sham that we're going to have on the floor are less interested in a solution than in the domestic politics of the Iraq crisis.
The vote today in the House is expected to be close. Democrats hope they can move the ball over to the Senate and have a measure to send to the president by the end of the month. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.